The following program is sponsored by Online Trading Academy of Kansas City.
Today's show is provided for entertainment and general information purposes. Opinions expressed are those of the presenter only. We make no promises or guarantees of investment performance. Online Trading Academy is not a broker-dealer, certified financial planner, or registered investment advisor. Online Trading Academy is the world's most trusted name in professional trader and investor education. Enjoy the show. Hello, future traders and investors, and welcome to Power Trading Radio. I'm Christopher Crum, and I'm in studio today with my extraordinary co-host, Mr. Matt McGrath. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
See what I did there? Welcome, Matt.
I know, about the 10th time.
Never gets old. Hey, I also, we've got a packed house in here today in the studio. I want to welcome along with Matt, of course, the extraordinary Mr. Brandon Wendell. And Brandon is an instructor at Online Trading Academy. He's in town doing some futures. It's not futures. You're doing options.
Right. Doing the
training,
options trading.
This week. And in addition, we've got one of our graduates in studio, and his name is Dan. We'll withhold Dan's last name because he's in the witness protection program. But Dan is a very successful student of ours. Just quickly, Dan, when did you become one of our students? Was it November 2015? Is that when you started with us?
Wow, you know more than I do. Yeah, so I think it's about 2.5 years.
Yeah, that you've been with us. Yep. So we're going to be interviewing Dan here in a little bit. You know, as we kind of get things revved up and started, I do want to mention that this show is fueled by a company called Online Trading Academy. In fact, Brandon, who's sitting in the studio with us today, has been with us since the beginning of time. About almost 21 years you've been with the company, right?
Brandon? It has been, yeah. I was one of the original graduates, I guess, for the Online Trading Academy.
Wow. Right, nice. So we'll talk about that in a minute, too. But, you know, at the Academy, obviously, what we do at the Academy is we teach people how to trade the financial markets and also how to invest in the financial markets. Trading is the sexy thing that we do at the Academy because there's immediate gratification when you place 4 or 5 day trades in the financial markets each day. Obviously, what we're looking to do is buy and sell in those markets, and the way we make money buying and selling stuff is pretty easy. You just buy low and sell high, right, Dan? It's just
exactly.
That easy. So we're just doing it in the stock market, or we do it in global futures market, global currencies market, also the options market. That's how we make money in the financial markets. You know, most people that want to learn how to trade, they do it because they'd like to either supplement or replace their income, and we have a lot of students that really, truly love their job that they go to each and every day, and they don't want to replace that job. But let's face it, sometimes your dream job doesn't pay the kind of money that you'd like to make. And so folks come to the Academy to learn how to do some day trading and swing trading so that they can supplement that income and they can live in the dream home that they want to live in. Maybe it's multiple homes like Dan here has that he sets up shop in now. that dream car, maybe it's just that dream vacation every year. Maybe they've just read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Robert Kiyosaki has convinced them they need multiple streams of passive income, and so they do it to just, you know, amp that up a little bit. Now, we have other students, of course, that absolutely hate their jobs. I think that I heard on the radio here a while back a statistic that over half of Americans really loathe the work that they do. They don't enjoy going to work at all.
I'd believe that.
My dad used to say that, you know, there's three things we do in the average 24-hour period of time. We all sleep a third of the time. Of course, we have to work a third of the time, and then hopefully we get to play a third of the time. So it just makes sense that if you don't like your job, you're going to spend two-thirds of your life either unconscious or unhappy. And we have a lot of students that are just unhappy and want sick and tired of having other adults tell them what to do. I'll never forget working for this employer that just didn't care about his employees. And he really felt like he was paying for their time, their most valuable asset, the time you have left on this earth. They're paying you to sit in that chair. And I remember one Christmas Eve that he made us all sit there with literally nothing to do. He's at home with his family. And I called him up on the phone. I said, look, let's send people home. I think, you know, it would be a send some goodwill. And he said, well, they can go home, but they've got to use their PTO,
wow,
their personal time off, to do that. So people that are sick and tired of having other adults tell them what to do, they would come to the Academy to learn to retire and trade full-time. They replace their income. They pay the mortgage with it. The other thing we do at the Academy, of course, is we teach people how to invest in the financial markets. And investing is an activity that we do to try and grow wealth over time. We're buying assets. We're holding those assets. And we're hoping that the value of those assets, of course, increase in value over time. It is income, by the way. It's just income that you're not spending today. It's income that you'll spend later in life. Our long-term accounts, we're all saving for retirement, but it's not truly saving if we're in the financial markets. We're investing.
Right.
And what we want to do with that is eventually, well, elevate those accounts to a level that we're financially independent. We're no longer dependent. We don't want to be dependent on the government. We don't want to be a ward of the state. No. We don't want to be dependent on our kids to pay our bills. And we don't want to be dependent on a job anymore. We'll be able to do that. But, you know, unfortunately, most Americans right now, they don't have a very good plan going forward to create that. It's sad because we live in the greatest country in the world. The one country where you can achieve financial independence. You can go from rags to riches if you want to. But you've got to have a skill set. You've got to develop those passive streams of income. And that's what we do at the Academy. We teach people how to invest in the markets. We teach them how to do it in a way that minimizes their risk but maximizes their returns so that over time they can create a level of financial independence. It's just that simple. Hey, if either of these concepts resonate with you, if you can see yourself, man, you know, being trading professionally in your own little trading business, maybe from home or even from a little trading floor, you can see yourself managing your own time, having the freedom of schedule that comes along with that, the unlimited earning potential that comes along with trading. Or if you can see yourself managing your own investments, managing the risk on those investments, building wealth over time, you know what you should do? You got to check us out on the World Wide Web at tradingacademy.com. That's T-R-A-D as in Dan. Trading Academy is all one word. Tradingacademy.com. And man, it's a pretty awesome website, isn't it?
It is. That's I say this all the time. It's the most comprehensive website I've actually ever seen. There are so many learning resources in there. Calculators. You just mentioned most people don't know what their number is. That's the first place I would start. You know, how much money you need to actually retire. But snowball debt elimination calculators. There's a free, I don't like to call it a newsletter, but that's probably the closest thing to what I can think of. It should be Lessons from the Pros. You know, you get that free lessons from our top trainers just for registering on the website.
And it's searchable. It's a searchable database. Brandon, in fact, writes articles for that. All the time, so it's really a cool asset. Well, I'm Christopher Crum. I'm in studio today with my good friend and co-host, Mr. Matt McGrath, our instructor extraordinaire, Brandon Wendell, one of our top graduates. Dan is in studio. I got Matt Roberts flying the plane for us in the production studio today, and I think we've got one hell of a show coming up, so I want you to stick around. We do need to pause, though, very quickly for station identification. This is Power Trading Radio. If you're a little confused about what you're doing right now, well, you're listening to Power Trading Radio. I'm Christopher Crum in studio with my good friend and co-host Matt McGrath. Brandon Wendell is in town from sunny Florida. How are you enjoying the Kansas weather, Brandon?
Oh, you know, it's such a nice change from the beautiful weather we've been experiencing for the past several months. Right. It's actually not that bad today, so I'm enjoying it.
And one of our students is in studio with us. Of course, Dan is... not always in town because you have created a level of success where you actually have multiple homes that you live in, don't you?
Yeah. So our home here in Kansas City, because we're helping out with parents, elderly parents, which this trading allows you that flexibility to be able to make money wherever you are at.
Right.
And then my primary residence and my residency is in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Nice.
And then, of course, we're Panamanian residents in Central America.
I did not know that part.
Yeah. And so that's part of the witness protection.
That aspect of your life that I talked about earlier. But, you know, that's awesome, man. You know, I love to hear about that. And I love it when we have graduates come in and talk about their success. And, you know, part of the reason why we're not giving you Dan's last name today is because he's going to talk about a little bit about his success as a trader. And I guess, you know, from our conversation earlier, you're a little bit disappointed in your trading performance from January. Is that correct?
Very disappointed.
Do you want to speak to that at all?
Sure. Well, the market's been working very, very well and very steady, you know, going up, 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 and up. So that helped tremendously with my trading style. But I started December 26th or 7th with an account balance of about $185,000. And through options trading and the different strategies that you learn from OTA, incorporated those and chart reading and so forth, I was able to double my money basically for the month of January as of yesterday. So we went from 185,000 with 194,000 in gains. That's net gains.
Wow.
And that brought me up to about 400,000 or so in account balance.
So the disappointment came in that you didn't get that whole number, right?
Well, my problem is this, Brandon, is that my goal as of about 3-4 days ago, because it kept changing, because things kept going really well,
right,
was 200,000 today. And the market just did not cooperate completely. So I'm short about $6,000.
Oh, darn.
Well, I'm looking at the statement that you brought me. Of course, we keep these on file whenever somebody provides, I guess, testimony like this. $194,400.
That's correct. Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. So
incredible.
Yeah. So how have the markets been, Brandon? Just kind of brief overview. Of course, you trade every day too.
Right? Yeah, I do follow the markets, obviously, on a regular basis. Even when I'm in a class teaching, I still have positions on in my own personal accounts that I'm monitoring, and we call that swing trading. And that's one of the misnomers a lot of people get into with the markets. Before I start talking about them, they think you got to be in front of a computer every single day, and that's not the truth. It really isn't. You have to know what you're doing, but you actually set up your trades, you do your planning when you have time to do that. And honestly, the programs, the trading platforms themselves take care of the positions for you.
Exactly.
So you the time that's going to be spent is really just analyzing and figuring out what you want to do, and then you got the rest of your time to do whatever you want to do, as Dan was just mentioning. When it comes to what's going on in the markets right now, obviously we've been in a very big bull market for over a year, ever since the elections. Things have just been going gangbusters to the upside. And most people keep asking me, where do you think it's going to top out? And the answer, honestly, is I have no idea. I don't think anyone does.
No.
Right.
So the only thing we can do right now is just be cautious bulls. I think the market still has room to go. We obviously had the tax plans have come into effect. Everything is looking very, very bullish on the business side. Uh-huh. We're in the middle of earnings season. We've got some very good earnings that have been coming out. More money is being repatriated back in the United States. I think we still have some more upside to go in these markets for sure. You just want to make sure you watch for any of the warning signs that come out that tell you that there may be some weakening coming in particular sectors that precede declines in the markets. And that's some of the things that we obviously identify in our courses as well.
Right. Yeah. You know, do you have something, Dan?
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, Brandon, is that I've noticed, too, that as the dollar is weakening, which is really good for our corporations that are doing business internationally, their goods and services are just cheaper. Boeing just posted a fabulous quarter again. They went up, 5.5% this morning? Mm-hmm. And it's because you can now sell Boeing planes cheaper than an Airbus in Europe. And so the dollar's weakening, the tax reform. We've got, the markets are set up now so that I think you're right. We should be cautiously approaching a continued bull market. And unless some black swan event happens,
I think one thing that really differentiates a professional trader from a novice trader is it doesn't really matter, right? No. Because we're prepared to act in both situations, right? We protect our long-term stuff, right? So if there is an unexpected correction or a crash, we're not affected by that. But obviously in bull markets like this, as you're a testimony to, you can make a fortune, right?
However, it's a good statement, Matt. Yesterday I posted a gain of $15,800 when the market went down.
Right.
So
I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Yeah, because you actually can make more money faster when it's going down than when it's going up.
Absolutely.
The velocity seems to be quicker going down, where the panic of selling
takes
places versus going long.
The reason for that, by the way, is the emotion of fear is much more powerful than the emotion of greed, right? And we need to be prepared to do both. All of my students update me here all the time, and they send me emails or call me or just stop by, and I see the posts about you all the time. And by the way, congratulations on how well you're doing. You're just knocking it out of the park. But one question I had for you is, I noticed that you are a multi-asset trader. You trade multiple assets. A lot of students will trade either Forex or futures or options or stock, but I noticed that you're really involved in all of the markets, aren't you?
Yeah, I have a lot of interest in currencies, in the commodities, as well as options on the indexes.
Sure.
And so I think that gives you the ability to find good trades.
Right.
You know, where you want to find good 3 or 4 trades that you can hang on maybe for the day or maybe for the week. It just all depends. And so when you've been trained by OTA your basic core knowledge can be transferred to all different asset classes. Don't you agree?
I agree wholeheartedly. So when we're talking about making money in the markets, when the markets go down, there are several things that we can do, one of which is a technique that's called selling short. And a short sell is basically when we're borrowing the asset that we don't own. We borrow it from our brokerage. They let us use it. They charge the standard brokerage fees to do this. We're going to sell the asset. And you know, we have an agreement with that brokerage that we're going to return that asset to them, the same quantity that we borrow, at a later date. So we wait for the price to fall, and then we buy it back. It's called buy to cover, and then we return that asset. And it sounds overly complicated. The sell short button is right next to the buy button in your electronic brokerage. So it's a pretty simple process to do. So you're still buying low and selling high. It's just that you're kind of doing it reverse. You're selling an asset you don't own.
Yeah, the easy way to think of shorting that I always mention is you're betting that the price goes down, right? When we buy something, we're betting that the price goes up. If it goes down, we lose money. When we're shorting, we're simply betting the price goes down, and now we lose money if the price goes up. And I'm curious, Dan, the $15,000 that you made yesterday, was that a direct short of an asset, or were you using another technique to make money when the market goes down?
All I did on that one doesn't take a brainiac. I went ahead and shorted DIA, SPY, and QQQ, the NASDAQ ETFs,
right,
and Standard & Poor. So I was long going down. So it was a put, a long put.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because I know you like to use options.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's a way also I use to protect my core investments. So I have, for example, through the years, because I know I sound young, but I'm really not. I have core, you know, investments that I've had for years in stocks. Well, until I got involved with OTA, I was along for the ride. So if the market was going up, I make money. If the market's going down, my portfolio would suffer.
Right.
Just like everyone else in their 401ks or IRAs. And so there's no way to protect myself when 08, 09 hit. I lost a lot of my net worth, if you will. Now, with the training with OTA, I'm able to take my core investments, which are stocks and, you know, Walmarts and Walgreens and so forth. And now I can actually put protective puts in place,
right,
so that I will not suffer that catastrophic loss anymore. So for people getting involved with OTA, they may become traders, or they may just want to simply protect their assets that they've accumulated through the years.
Exactly.
You brought up a really good point. You started talking a little bit about the ETFs, that are exchange-traded funds, and people aren't familiar with the ETFs and what they are. Most people are always told when you have a portfolio, the first thing you're supposed to do is try to diversify it. But then when they go out and they buy these individual stocks, they don't have the protection. You were able to use downside protection using what they call a derivative, which is the option, but you did it on a security that didn't just protect one individual stock. It actually protected a blanket of stocks by using that exchange-traded fund. If you're not familiar with the ETFs, they're similar to your mutual funds that most people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a basket of stocks that a company buys, and you get to buy ownership in that basket of stocks. And the nice thing about that is you have that instant diversification if you're going to buy it for long. But as you were using it, as a genius way of using it, is to protect a portfolio. So people who have, say for instance, you know, they have a 401k that is locked in certain mutual funds, one of the things that they could do to learn to protect themselves and even profit on the downside is exactly what you did, not just to protect your Walmarts and your individual stocks you're mentioning, but even to protect an entire 401k portfolio at a very, very low cost for insurance.
Right. Right.
Excellent.
That's why options were basically designed for, right? So Wall Street could hedge their investments. That's what it does. It allows you the right to buy or sell a specific quantity of an asset at a specific price on or before a specific date.
Yeah.
And hedging sounds so complicated, but all you're doing is protecting your assets in case it goes down, where most people can't protect themselves when the market goes down.
Yeah, I think a lot of people out there think that options are very, you know, complex.
Right.
And again, they can get complex if you're trading them, but what you're talking about is using them for what they were meant to be used for, which is to insure your other long-term investments.
Right.
And I mentioned this in every workshop that I teach. That's one of the easiest things we teach our students how to do.
Oh, they're just coupons and car insurance. That's actually the way I teach it, honestly. Yes. That's what I do. If you've ever shopped and used a coupon, you've done a call option. If you've ever bought car insurance, which many people are probably listening in the car right now, they hopefully have insurance. If you bought that car insurance, you bought a put on your car.
Yeah.
It's really that simple. You just have to have the right people explaining it to you.
Well, and another point that I would bring up is this, Brandon, and maybe you can clarify it better than I can, but an options contract is something that you can buy and sell within itself. There's an expiration to these contracts, and as we approach that expiration, there's an intrinsic value that can occur. Oftentimes, they go up in value. People want to buy and exercise that option, and maybe you don't need to exercise that option. Maybe you're like Dan here, and your portfolio is going straight up across the board. You no longer need that option. Well, you can turn around and sell the option, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're very flexible. You can trade them in themselves as a complete asset class, or you can use them as we were just talking about as hedging abilities as well.
Sure. You know, folks, we're coming up on a break here real quick. I want to invite you to stick around because I'm giving away some pretty cool things to our listeners on the break. But we do need to pause again for station identification. This is Power Trading Radio. Well, if you're just now joining us, you're listening to Power Trading Radio. I'm Christopher Crum in studio with my good friend and co-host Matt McGrath. We have an instructor in town that works for Online Trading Academy doing some options training. His name's Brandon Wendell. And, of course, we've got this extraordinary graduate of Online Trading Academy courses. His name's Dan. And Dan kicked out $194,000 in change in profit in January in his trading account. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
That
and it's a first
about today.
I don't think we've ever had one of our top-rated trainers and also one of the top graduates in studio at the same time with us.
So, hey,
it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
You know what? Thank you guys so much for being here. This has been a fun show so far today.
You're welcome.
So, you know what? We're getting when I first bought the Academy years ago, I seemed like the average age of our students was probably mid-50s or 60s.
Average, I was going to guess 66.
Average student that came probably. The average student that came into us, they just didn't do a good job at planning for retirement. And then suddenly, well, now it's time to retire, and they didn't want to work anymore. So they're trying to acquire a skill set. And most of them were trading to either supplement the job or they were trading because they wanted to replace their income and just retire. But now I'm getting a lot of young people that show up at the Academy. A ton of the 20-somethings come in. They hear the show or whatever, and they want to learn to trade. So hey, for Brandon and Dan here, question for you, because it's the question that I get by these young people all of the time. How much of your what percentage of your portfolio have you invested in marijuana stocks?
Yeah, we were talking about this in the break.
In the company itself or the stock? Oh, wait, no, okay.
Yeah. You mean the product?
The product.
I'll be honest. Personally, I don't. I honestly don't trade stocks. The only time I trade stocks is when I'm being exercised for an option, or I want to exercise the option itself, which is very rare. I've decided. You know, I'm not trying to get away from the actual question, but I just don't trade stocks.
Right.
I haven't done it in many years. What I found is when it comes to trading, you have several different asset classes you can trade. You've got options, you've got stocks, you've got futures, and you've got currencies, known as Forex. And I decide that, you know, speaking of young people, you want to get the most bang for your buck. So we use what is called leverage, which is basically most people use leverage in the form of a credit card. You go out and you purchase things. People who are going to become wealthy actually will use that leverage to increase their gains in the markets. And,
right.
And just if you're familiar with these asset classes, or even not familiar with the Forex and futures, and especially options, you get a lot more leverage. So you get a lot more bang for your buck. You can get much better returns and still control the risk that you're dealing with. So
exactly.
And it's funny that you bring up a lot of young people now, because I didn't see that myself for many, many years, like you said, when you first got involved in the business. But what happened was, when I traveled overseas, because I was the guy, you know, most people get their jobs outsourced. I was the one who was actually outsourced. So when we opened up offices in London, India, Singapore, Jakarta, all those places, I actually went there. And I noticed there was a dynamic difference between the type of people that came to the classes in the United States and the people that went over there. People who were going to these international courses were actually looking for a vocation.
Right.
It wasn't to supplement their income like you were just talking about. It was actually, hey, you know what? I've got a college degree and it's really not doing it for me. Not to put anybody down, but you know, I've got this great degree and now I'm a barista instead. So instead of working in their field, they decide, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do something that I can directly rely on myself to create my own wealth and my own livelihood. So we're fortunately able to see that happening now in the United States, and especially even here.
Right, right. So no marijuana stocks there.
No, none for me. Sorry. Yeah. Well, that's a long way of answering
that
question.
Was a long way around. My answer is yes.
There you go.
Really?
Oh, I used to trade a lot on GWPH, which is a cannabis or cannabinoid, or it's an oil, the extract of right. the cannabis plant, and they use that for pharmaceuticals.
Huh.
So. I think I need one right now. But the anyway, so I've done that. But really, ever since I stopped trading individual stocks, I've been making money day in, day out.
Right.
The reason being, I think, for me, dealing with more of the broader markets, the indexes and the futures right. and commodities, you cannot get how many people out there listening bought a stock and it's the fundamentals are absolutely perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Their the debt ratios, their PE, right. everything is perfect. And then Goldman Sachs analyst at 8:15 before the open downgrades that particular company.
Right, right.
Oh my gosh, the perfect fundamentals just go right down the yeah. down the toilet, and you are holding a bad stock now.
Right.
And now yeah. imagine if you're leveraged options on that that particular stock. So right. I have now gone totally away. I don't even get involved with individuals, just like Brandon.
Yeah, how interesting. Okay, so both of you, one common denominator you have is that you do not trade stocks, right? And this is something that we hit on all the time in the workshop. You know, most novice traders, that's really the only thing they consider trading, right? If they don't have any education.
That's all they know about.
That's all
but
they know.
I mention this in every workshop and on the radio show. You'll never meet a professional trader, someone who trades for income, who trades stock. I wanted to ask you a question, Brandon, about leverage. Okay, so
sure.
I had a question when I was teaching the power trading workshop last week from a student. We were talking about leveraged assets, and it was a senior. And he said, well, that scares me when you talk about leverage. He goes, to me, that means borrowed money. So what would your response be to that gentleman?
Well, I mean, especially if you're talking about elderly gentlemen, I mean, you take a look at Warren Buffett. He's been using leverage for many, many years.
Right.
And still continues to use leverage. He's not afraid of it.
Sure.
The thing is, it's like anything. You know, you are using leverage. It can be used for good things. It can be used for bad things. But what we're talking about at Online Trading Academy and what we teach is how, if you are going to lose anything, how to lose it the right way, the professional way, and keep those losses very small, but really focus on what we can gain from it as well and how we can use that leverage the right way. Yeah, leverage can be scary, but when used correctly and when you put in protective stops or even strategies like Dan was
exactly.
talking about, using some of these strategies to protect yourself on the downside, maybe even make profits on the downside, there's really not much to fear whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, people, the root cause of fear is the unknown. Mm-hmm. And in every position that we get into, regardless of what asset class it may be, stocks, futures, Forex, options, we should know where we're getting in and how much we're going to profit if we're right. And most importantly, if we happen to be wrong, how much we're going to lose if we're wrong.
Exactly.
And if you've removed a lot of the unknown, then there's really nothing to fear anymore.
Right. Absolutely. No, great response.
Yeah,
I love that answer.
And the protective stop that Brandon's talking about is called a stop loss. So if you're taking a long position, you're buying low and going to sell high for a profit. What you're going to do is you're also going to put a sell order in there for the loss. And you make a decision before you even enter the trade into your software that this is how much I'm willing to lose on this trade. We typically teach that you don't want to lose more than 1% of your account on any given trade. Some of our students in the beginning, they focus on losing no more than 0.5%
yeah.
of their account per trade. And, you know, if you're doing 4 trades a day and you're doing it the way that we teach you, which is we want to be right on at least 0.5% of our trades, you're targeting at least a 3-to-1 reward to risk ratio. You're going to triple the money you have at risk. Well, then you should be wildly profitable if you're only right on 0.5% of your trades.
Yeah.
If you're wrong on 3 of the 4 trades, you're going to break even. You got to lose on all 4 trades to actually lose money that
yeah.
day.
Yeah, you can be right on only 26% of your trades and mm-hmm. still make money.
Right.
Right. And, you know, with me, this past month, for example, I would say my average risk-reward ratio is more like a 10-to-1.
Nice.
Even better.
You know, and I see that all the time.
It had to be with the month that you've had. I mean, it was a bit extraordinary.
Yeah, but those trades are lasting, you know, 2 to 4 to 5 days.
Right.
I guess that's a swing trade, Brandon. Is that correct?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, short-term
swing. That sounds like you're more of a swing trader, right, Dan?
Yeah, I love swing dancing, and I like swing
trading. Okay. That's awesome.
Anyway, getting back to this, it does make it nice, though, because when you are doing that kind of swing trading, you're not having to be in front of the computer 8 hours a day. Even as an active trader, you're still not spending too much time glued to the screen. You do your analysis, and Dan, it's, you mentioned he's having a lot of fun. He's also been able to travel quite a bit, and you're able to do that because you don't have to spend a lot of time. You do your analysis, you do your work, and you pretty much let your money create wealth for you rather than most people are working for their money rather than letting their money work for them. And that's what we really want to try to kind of change the dynamic for most people and say, hey, listen, let the money do the work for you. Let you enjoy your life better.
Exactly. Right.
You know, there's something I like to bring up. I talk to a lot of people. Well, maybe we should take that to the next segment,
Chris. Okay, we can. Yeah. We're coming up on a break here in about 30 seconds or so. Sounds like it's going to be a long story, so we're going to probably do that after the jump here. But so, yeah, we will save that. You know, it doesn't take that much time to trade, and that's one of the beauties of this whole thing, because if you're just focused on high-quality trades, looking for low-risk, high-probability, and high-reward entries only, and you're targeting 3-to-1 reward-to-risk ratio, well, that trade, the price itself is low-risk by nature, and that helps a lot. And then if you've got a protective stop on it, that helps too. Well, welcome back. Hey, I think I can speak for my co-host as I do every week in thanking you folks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Matt and I love doing the show. I think Brandon and Dan are having a great time with us today, too. You know, you loyal listeners out there that tune in every week, we know you exist. I couldn't believe it the first time somebody came into the center and said they listened to the show, Matt, and they've been doing it for 2 years.
Right.
But we run into you folks all the time. And listen, we appreciate you guys so much, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do the show.
Yes.
And if you're brand new, welcome aboard. You know, these guys that listen every week, they use their smart device, their smartphone, their smart watch, their Amazon Echo to remind them to listen to the show. And maybe if you're brand new to the show, if you enjoyed yourself today, you'll go ahead and set up your smart device to remind you to tune again, same time, same channel next week. Maybe you've got a smart spouse that'll do that for you, like I do, remind me to do things. But say, you know, before the jump here, Dan, you had something to contribute, and we thought it was going to be a long story. So knock yourself out. You've got 9 minutes and 40 seconds to tell your story.
That's all? What I wanted to bring up was being in Kansas City for a little while, I've been running around talking to lots of people in the community. And I love working with younger people in their 20s and 30s, and they're vibrant. They got their whole future ahead of them. And I talk to them about trading. And it's amazing the population, the percentage of that population, mid-20s to mid-30s, how they are so interested in learning how to trade.
Oh, sure.
It's just something about it. They want to take control of their lives, right? And so I express to them, explain to them that they are concerned about risk. But when you do it properly and you adhere to the rules that you learn from Online Trading Academy, you do know exactly what you're going to lose at worst case scenario when you enter the trade, right?
Yeah.
But they are so sincere. They want to be able to come in and learn to trade. So I encourage guys and gals that are in their 20s and 30s to come on in and take an introductory class, because it's an eye-opener.
Right.
Then I talk to people that are more in my age group, you know, like in their 40s.
Right.
and they have wealth. They've already accumulated wealth, but they're not protecting themselves. They're hanging in the wind. I explained to them that you don't have to take risky trades and be trading all day long and being in front of the computer. Just be able to protect your downsides. So people, no matter where they are in the continuum, whether they've just starting out or whether they're accumulating wealth, or people who have already accumulated their wealth, there's ways using the Online Trading Academy's program to protect themselves.
Sure.
Right. At every stage of the game.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Dan, I was going to ask you a question. Obviously, you're one of our most successful graduates. What would you say, because you've been through almost everything at Online Trading Academy, what would you say are one or two things unique about this program that have really been instrumental in your success, making so much money?
Yeah, that's an easy question for me, because I tried a couple of online classes in the past. You know, there's lots of things you can learn online. I think it is so important.
Well, and you know everything you read on the internet's true, Dan.
Everything.
Everything.
Okay, so and that is coming into a real class, working with a real teacher mm-hmm. who is a real trader, like Brandon here. And it's totally different having that experience of having an instructor who is a trader.
Right.
And that you're right there and you could work on the, whether it's a platform issue for the software or whether it's the trading itself and the academics of it. So I think the brick and mortar is very, very important.
I'd agree with you.
Then coupled, I was totally impressed with the extended learning tracks that Online Trading Academy has. Because once you take your classes, they have put so much resources into these XLTs, we call them, so that at home it reinforces and you can take additional classes to further your knowledge base. That is so different than anything else.
Well, and these are live classes over the internet, and you're in front of somebody like Brandon, you know, who trades, who's been taught to trade professionally, and you're in front of these instructors 4 days a week, up to 2 hours a day. You can ask them questions. They can mentor you. They're setting up their trades for the day. You're seeing what they're doing. It's just an incredible program.
Yeah. Right. I think that's one of the most amazing things about being involved with this company. Obviously, as long as I've been involved with this company, almost 20 years now, the fact that you are really enrolling not just in a class that you're going to go ahead and get some information and walk away on your own, but you're actually becoming part of a family.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of feeling I'm getting from Dan and just from everybody here, just working with the staff here and all the people here. You're working with a family who is going to be there to help support you through everything you're trying to go through in your financial world. You know, you're talking about the extended learning track and how beneficial that was. That was created for that simple fact that when people leave a class, they're very gung-ho, they've got tons of information, and then all of a sudden you go home and you look at a screen and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm on my own. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
And that panic sets in, right?
Been
so,
there.
Yeah, I've been there, done that, right? Got the t-shirt. So we want to make sure that people don't have that terrible experience. So we want to make sure that they know where they can go for the next step. They know where they can go to get help. And for the most part, they can know where they can go to get some additional support.
Yeah, there are so many post-class resources. That's one of the things that I do in the center is sit down with our brand new students. And it takes an hour and a half to go through everything that we provide our students and show them where everything's at. And it's not just on a national or, you know, over the internet, but it's also in our centers. Our centers are perceived as the social hub of these trading communities. And I mean, thousands of people that have learned to trade, like-minded people. And certainly in our centers, we offer post-class events weekly.
Right. The grad events.
Yeah, Brandon taught one last week.
Yeah.
80 people.
80 people showed up.
Just to get help with their trading. You know, that's
no
free.
No one's ever invited me to these things. I don't know why.
Well, you know, Dan, we shouldn't have brought it up in front of Dan, I guess. We didn't want him to know.
About it as well, Matt, is the ability to take a class again at no charge.
Yeah.
So like an options class can be a little complicated, right?
Right.
But coming back in, I've taken it twice. Yep. And it's like, what? You know, you have a space available. I can slip in and take the whole class for the whole week again for reinforcement. Amazing service.
I have a guy that's taken it 10 times, and he's actually a very successful trader. In fact, he parks his business stuff, his suitcase and everything, in one of the offices when he's here, like he works here.
Well, there are some people that repeat the classes because they love the people at the center. It's a social experience for them. They get free food while they're at the center. So
it's a real market community. It's a great way to get to stay in touch with what's going on and changes in the markets as well. I had a student of mine last year who was in my Forex class out in the Los Angeles campus. And believe it or not, he is actually in the picture that they took from Online Trading Academy from 1997. He's one of the original students when they first started on the trading floor. His name's Gary.
He looks
a lot better now because he lost a lot of weight. Looks a lot better. But he's in that photo. And he came back almost 20 years later to just kind of get a refresher on the asset classes and make sure he's doing things the right way.
Right.
And he was welcomed in with open arms, of course.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, a few things that we need to cover here in the last few minutes of the show. I guess first and foremost, there are some misnomers that the average Joe out there has. And you know, probably about 60% of our students don't know a stock from a stick when they show up on our doorstep at Online Trading Academy. That's okay, because oftentimes the better students are the ones that are a blank canvas that our instructors can paint.
No bad habits, right?
Yep. You need a little bit of money to get started. Obviously, this is a business of buying and selling, but you don't have to start with a ton of money. If you're a pattern day trader, you're trading the Forex market, you can start with as little as $2,000. That's required of a pattern day trader, just to keep that size of an account. But you know, you're not gonna replace your income with a $2,000 Forex account. But you know what you can do is you can probably generate around $1,900 a month if you're trading 6 days a week and if you're right on half your trades and you're following our game plan. It also doesn't take a lot of time to trade. We've touched on this. You know, when you set up your trades, how long does it take for you to set up your trades in the morning? Are you just setting it and forgetting them, Dan?
You learn how to do your charts and your trend lines and those type of things. That takes me about a half hour in the evening. In the morning, placing the trades, maybe 10 minutes the most.
Yeah.
So isn't that amazing?
It doesn't take that much time to trade. And look at how much money this guy's making doing it. Do you have to be a rocket scientist? Do you have to be overly educated? Do you have to have a college degree to learn how to do it? You know, our youngest graduate graduated from our futures program in Toronto, Canada. Michelle Vollmerang posted a photo of him with his little diploma.
Julian.
He's 9 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that his name, Julian?
Oh, I'm thinking somebody else, actually. That's even younger. Julian was 11.
One was 9.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have to be overly educated. And you know what? You also don't have to be a spring chicken to do it. I think our oldest graduate is pushing 90 or he had his 90s.
He's in his 90s now. I think he was 88 when he went through it.
Really? You do need some technology skills. If you don't know how to drive a mouse, you're going to struggle with this. That's probably the biggest hurdle that we run into when we're working with people that don't know anything about it. Wouldn't you say, Brandon?
Absolutely.
That could be
a little bit of a problem.
A little bit of a problem. Anybody can do it. It's a learned skill. It's just that you need to go to a place that has exceptional instruction and where people can have an interest in teaching you how to do it. Well, folks, we're at the end of our show today. I do want to invite you to check us out on the World Wide Web at tradingacademy.com. Thank you, Dan and Brandon, for being our guest stars of the show.
Thank you for having us here.
On behalf of myself, I'm Christopher Crum. Oh, by the way, if you want to check us out on the World Wide Web, you could check us out at facebook.com/OTAKC. Well, on behalf of myself, I'm Christopher Crum. I'm the guy that's flying the plane today, our producer, Matt Roberts, my good friend and co-host, Matt McGrath. So long.
The preceding program was sponsored by Online Trading Academy of Kansas City.